How England is oppressed with grief, no tongue is able to express, yet knows not how to find relief, such is her dreadful heaviness. For cruel death with his cold dart hath pierced great Charles his tender heart. Great England's monarch, art thou dead, that filled the world with such renown? Thy princely soul to heaven is fled, to wear an everlasting crown. Great pity 'tis that death's cold dart should prick our sovereign to the heart. Whole showers of tears for thee were spent, and men distracted seemed to be, but 'twas too late for to lament, such was thy cruel destiny, that death with his all-killing dart did prick and pierce our sovereign's heart. To lose thy royal father dear, to England was a judgment sore, and grieved his subjects many a year, whose hapless fate did deplore. But now grim death with his cold dart hath pricked and pierced our sovereign's heart. Yet when the rumor once was spread, which brought the tidings of thy death, thy subjects were astonished, and could not speak for want of breath, but mourned that death's all-killing dart should prick and pierce our sovereign's heart. No prince more dearly was beloved than Charles the Great for many a year. No prince more suddenly removed from those who loved their king so dear. For now grim death with his cold dart hath pricked and pierced our sovereign's heart. Valleys of sighs are spent in vain, yet do thy subjects goodness show. Though rich and poor and all complain, 'tis to no purpose, well they know. Since cruel death with his cold dart hath pricked and pierced our sovereign's heart. How did we wish for to enjoy our sovereign prince for many a year? But fortune did our hopes destroy by snatching him we loved so dear. And cruel death with his cold dart hath pierced great Charles his princely heart. Yet this to us some comfort brings, and helps us in our sad distress. Thou now art with the King of Kings, and blessed with lasting happiness. Those cruel death with his cold dart did pierce great Charles his princely heart. Let rich and poor, where'er they be, prepared be to meet with death, for he will come assuredly to stop each sinful mortal's breath. 'Twas he with his non-sparing dart did pierce great Charles his princely heart.